Hi, I'm Jason Ball, President and CEO of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce here in the AOI podcast studio for Business Link. It's our first recording of 2026, so very excited to be back with you all in what is still right now the new year, and have a really fun conversation to start out with. Very proud to welcome Josh Jones, who is the director and principal of the Career Academy, part of a partnership with the Lincoln Public Schools and Southeast Community College that we'll talk about. Josh, welcome to the AOI podcast studio.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jason.
I want to start out, and I'll plug this a couple times, but if you're looking for more information about the Career Academy and want to learn more about what you're doing, I think people can find you at tca.lps.org, correct?
You're probably correct. I don't know. I just Google the Career Academy and I land there. So, and you people, please look us up, part-time tour guide as well. So yeah. Love to give tours of the Career Academy.
You know, as someone who's had a tour, I can tell you, go out there. If you have a school-age child, Josh does a great job of highlighting the unique things that they will find at this facility. And we'll get into some of that today, I think, too. So
absolutely.
Just before we start talking Career Academy, though, let's talk about Josh Jones just a little bit. Tell me your professional history. How'd you end up doing what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I have a unique history probably for Nebraska. I started my teaching career in New York City. Okay. Did that for 2 years, moved to Denver, Colorado, lived there for 8 years where I continued teaching, became an assistant principal there. Yeah. My wife is actually from Lexington, Nebraska. So we kind of knew we wanted to get back into the middle of America and, having not been a Lincoln native, just felt like this was a great community to settle in. The school systems for a public school teacher administrator are second to none. Yeah. And so had the opportunity to get an assistant principal position at Elliott Elementary.
Yeah.
13, 14 years ago. Then I wanted to cut my teeth with high school. I never worked with high school. So then went to Southeast High School and wanted to go back into teaching for a little bit just to learn what it was like to teach high school students. Yeah. Did that for 2 years. And then I'm better lucky than good. And I was able to get a position at the Career Academy 2 years later with Dan Hohensee,
yeah,
who is the original director of the Career Academy, and haven't looked back and hopefully won't have to.
And you've been director now for how long?
Been director for, this is 6 years, 7 years. I've been at the Career Academy for 9 of our 11.
Yeah. Well, and your regular face, we do a lot of work through the Partnership for Economic Development and the Chamber with the Career Academy. Excellent partner when it comes to everything workforce, and particularly how we develop that workforce internal to Lincoln.
Yeah. You know, the Career Academy was built for the community of Lincoln. Not that all of our schools aren't, but it's unique in the sense that it was built by the chamber. It was, you know, goes back to that Harry Potter design. You know, J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter originally on like a napkin in a bar or something. I think it was similar for the Career Academy, is that Dr. Joel and Dr. Jack Huck with SCC, and I think it was Barb Bartles at the time.
With the Community Foundation?
Or maybe the Community Foundation and Wendy Birdsall.
With
the Chamber came together and said, we need a manufacturing pipeline in our school system.
Yeah.
And the Career Academy was born from that. And I think it was written down on a napkin somewhere. It exists out there in someone's drawer, probably.
Yeah.
And so—
Wouldn't that be fun to frame and put on a wall,
it'd be great. If I could find it, it'd be great. Yeah. It'd be great.
Who just out of curiosity, since we're throwing out some names, were there some other private sector leaders that were involved in those earliest stage conversations?
Or? You know, early on, Nick Cusick was a pretty significant supporter of what we were doing with Bison. Yeah. Absolutely. Jim Townsend at Kawasaki.
Yeah.
They were significant. The folks at Lincoln Industries, Timco. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I wasn't at the table to know who exactly was there.
Yeah, yeah.
But those were some of the large players that were like, we've got to do something unique here to retain talent, to build talent. And again, they had the foresight to do something unique. And 11 years later, we're continuing to just try to honor that vision and continue to grow the Career Academy.
Now, I can imagine if someone has not heard of a Career Academy or didn't know or hasn't had a chance to experience it or see it themselves, they're kind of wondering, well, hold on, I thought this was an LPS thing. Like, so just if we can kind of take a step back and just reset, like, what is the Career Academy? What does it do? You know, we've talked about its foundations with both LPS and SCC, but what's it do?
Yeah, as somebody who is not from Lincoln, I've been in Denver, I've been in New York City, and I've seen school systems that have a variety of schooling options within the public school system. Lincoln's unique in that we are one city, one school district. And so we have 8 high schools that are fantastic and do amazing work for our students. But we also have things called focus programs, mm-hmm. which are smaller environments for students to really specialize and kind of have a smaller community, a chance for them to choose their educational experience a little bit more intimately. Mm-hmm. than that of just the traditional high school. And so the Career Academy is one of those focus programs. We are a high school that serves juniors and seniors in our community within Lincoln Public Schools. Actually, we go even further. We're anybody in the Lincoln area. So you can attend any of the parochial schools.
Okay.
You can be part of the homeschool community
yeah.
and attend the Career Academy, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love that we have that variety of students that come out there. And then the SEC partnership is that you pick your career pathway that you're interested in. We have 16 different career pathways ranging from very traditional STS hands-on pathways like welding, construction, yep. machining, culinary, to more 4-year college-bound pathways, K-12 education, mm-hmm. agriculture and biotechnology, healthcare, mm-hmm. 16 of those different pathways for students to choose from. And those classes are all taught by SEC instructors and students get SEC credits so yeah. that when they graduate high school, they're already maybe 20 to 25 credits along on their college journey.
Yeah. What a powerful thing.
It's amazing.
And I look back at my, you know, my own high school experience, which was good. It was in Sydney, Nebraska, Sydney High. But, you know, I looking back now, wish that I had had more hands-on type of experiences and would have been the kind of student that wanted that.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that I've put, you know, my own son in front of several times just to get him thinking about it. Because you mentioned, you know, focus programs are a little bit smaller environment, and that's certainly true in the context of, you know, one of the large high schools here in town. But this is not a small facility by any stretch. How many students do you have?
Well, this year
there's some big spaces there.
Yeah, and we actually eclipsed 800 students this year. So we're not a small school yeah. anymore. We are, yeah. we're a class B school.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
if we
yeah.
were all encompassing. But again, one of the great things is our students get to also go to their home high school. Yeah. So they're coming to us for a portion of their day. And then they get to have the traditional high school experience, which I think is fantastic for students. Again, we are the arm that sticks out towards O Street off of Southeast Community College, yeah. which is a college that is growing immensely. If you've driven on O Street recently, you'll see a multi-campus building, which just kind of happened out overnight.
Yeah.
And it's super exciting for our community and for our students because they're high school students who get to feel like they're part of something much bigger than themselves.
Can I pick on just a couple specific programs too?
Please do.
Having
Please.
Been in there. The culinary program mm-hmm. has a huge industrial grade teaching kitchen in it, right?
Yeah. And
what a great opportunity for students to experience something like that. Even if that's not a career they're going to go into, you're going to learn a lot about business through a program like that.
When so many of our students then they come in thinking they're going to be on MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay because that's
yeah.
what they know.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they end up getting jobs at places like Legacy Retirement Home, yeah. Which they don't even think about that some of the larger employers in the world of culinary have nothing to do with the traditional restaurant yeah. experience, but they're filling a significant need in our community, a growing need as we're continuing to build retirement facilities and going into places like UNL's food service. And they've got that experience now, which is really fantastic.
Yeah. And then having been in several industrial training centers throughout the places I've lived in my career, I can tell you the welding center here is amazing. Clean environment, mm-hmm. safe environment. You know, you've got students in there doing this amazing work. Some of the pieces I've seen that have been student built pieces. What a gem in this community, in the home of where Southeast Community College separately has now established the largest welding training center in North America, at least potentially the world. But this, I would imagine this facility sets those students up for amazing success in a welding type of profession.
We have 90 students right now. We're maxed out. We have 90 students taking advantage of the amazing opportunity in welding. And like you said, then they can continue on by going right over to SEC into their brand new welding facility, which is unbelievable. Or they can go directly into the workforce, which many of our students have done. Credit to businesses like Kawasaki. Jim Townsend and I have had the chance to work together. And he was able to work with the folks at Kawasaki and create internship experiences for TCA students and other high school students so that when they're 16 years of age, they can start welding and test drive their future, which is what we like to say, making really good money over the summer as a welder, figuring out if that's a career they want to pursue while they're still 16 or 17, which again is amazing.
Yeah. I want to do one more if we can.
Please.
There's another large training center that you go into in that building. And I remember the look of shock and awe on my son's face when he sees a kind of a miniature framed up house and you're teaching framing and HVAC and electrical wiring in a regular framed up house. I mean, what an opportunity for a kid to learn something that is always going to be in demand in some form or another.
Yeah, our construction pathways, which was that. And I remember when your son walked in there, it was really fun to see his face. Really, any of our pathways. Again, we're finishing year 11. There's not a single pathway that you don't walk into and kind of have a look of awe.
Yeah.
And that's, again, the pride that our staff and our students take in the school, that it doesn't look a day older than the year it was built because they've taken such pride in it. But that space is amazing. We do have a mini house where students not only frame drywall, but they also get to do electrical work within that house. They get to do some HVAC work within that house so that, again, when they graduate high school, they're equipped to go directly into the workforce. They're equipped to go in back, continue at school. Mm-hmm. They could take their credits and go to UNL and do something completely different potentially, but they've gotten that experience, which is so valuable.
Well, even if you're going to take an experience like that, just pick on one and then go be an engineer or learning welding to become, but you go on to become a mechanical engineer. Like, these are experiences that are going to make you a better at those other types of jobs that are more seen as maybe desk jobs than in the field type of jobs. It's going to make you a more informed leader in those industries, I think.
One of our pathways is engineering, and they do a lot of drafting classes. Yeah. They may not transfer directly to four-year colleges, but routinely those students will come back and say, I was the belle of the ball and the partners because I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
Maybe these students knew all the math and stuff, but they didn't get the conceptual part of the engineering, whereas our students had that, and so they were that much more prepared.
So I hate to leave this part of the conversation because there are so many other programs there and they're all, again, you get a look of shock and awe going into all of them, but there's some amazing things there. So again, check it out at tca.lps.org or just Google the Career Academy and make sure it's in Lincoln and you've got the right one. But let's talk just a little bit about in terms of success. Like you mentioned 800 students now at any given time. Like how do you track success, or maybe what are the metrics and numbers you're maybe most proud of that you can point to?
Yeah. So again, I got to follow in the footsteps of our founder, Dr. Dan Hohensee, who did a remarkable job of working again with LPS and SEC to create this dual credit school, which is harder than you think because you got two groups of people that have the same goal, but maybe different ways to get there. And so he helped marry that together. And then the communities involved, and they all want a little bit of the pie as well. And so he did a great job. So I got to come in on his heels. I look at our growth, number one. Like, I want to see that we're continuing to trend in a way that's growing. And we, not that I want wait lists, but when we're putting students on a wait list, that's a positive because then we're going to start building for more opportunities. Yeah. Then I want student success. I want to see students come out there and find success, whether it's social, emotional success. Maybe this is a student who didn't love school and now they do. Mm-hmm. I want to see that. I also want to see academic success. Last semester, we had 1,800 total courses taken, 50 failures. 50 of those 1,800 classes resulted in an F. That's remarkable success by our staff and students.
Yeah.
And then I want the community to be proud of what we have. So whether that's parents or the business community, I want them to come out and say, I love TCA and what it's doing for our business and for our family. And I think we're seeing that.
Well, and let's talk about just business real quick. We have a lot of great focus programs. We have a lot of great high schools. And I think in a community like Lincoln, we're a very flat community. So the business community, I think maybe more than other cities that I've worked in, is more engaged in education writ large across the K-12 system. But it's very clear at the Career Academy that there's a much more direct, closer involvement and relationship. How's just a couple examples of maybe how the Career Academy has set itself up to be more integrated with employers in Lincoln?
Well, I mentioned what Kawasaki is doing right now. I think that's one example. Another example we do is at traditional high schools, they'll do college fairs. Yeah. We do something similar. We do job fairs where we have 50 to 75 employers coming out for an entire day, setting up tables and meeting with our students, in many cases hiring our students for summer internships, which is really exciting. We take over 150 field trips during the course of the year amongst all of our pathways so that our students not only get to hear about the amazing opportunities here in Lincoln, but they get to see them firsthand and connect with our businesses. We have 300 students that are taking part in job shadows out at the Career Academy, where they're connecting directly with their pathway and job shadows, which again, I think is the educational experience is amazing, but to go firsthand and see what's happening in welding or machining, you can't beat that.
I would say for the majority of your students, you don't get a lot of the questions that I remember asking when I was in high school, which is, when am I ever going to use this?
Yeah.
Almost everything that's happening out there is very directly applicable to hopefully a career path that these students are at least interested in, if not, dedicated to.
Right. And, you know, if a student comes out and doesn't love their career path, that's not a failure.
No.
That's a student at the age of 16 or 17 making a decision like, hey, that's not for me. Yeah. And so we've now saved them what we like to say time and money for that student and that parent, and they can start pursuing something different.
Yeah. Like it's such a fun facility. So I mentioned tours before. What do you recommend to people who, again, maybe they've got, a preteen or early teen, and they're trying to figure out what's going to come once they get to junior, senior year in high school. How do they go about finding out more about the program itself?
So again, our website's a great place to go. There's a great, we have a great video. We use it for kind of marketing what we do. And so you can kind of get a feel for what the Career Academy looks like, all of the different pathways we offer. You can see all of the courses that our students get to take within those pathways. We have information sessions throughout the year that are listed on our website that are great ways to connect with us. While I would love to give tours to everybody in our community, we also have 800 students and I'm a busy principal. So there are times where that takes ownership, we have a team of people who love to show off our space. And so if those things don't fit in your schedule, we will find a way to make sure you get a chance to hear and see what we're doing.
Well, I got to say, having been out there for work reasons for various events you all have done, I've been out there several times where you have students set up to give tours, and that's always an impressive experience to have a, 17, 18 year old young person walking around, and it's always fun to quiz them on their perspectives on the program too. And I'd say to 100% of the kids I've interacted with have all been very proud of being associated out there and kind of what they're trying to do with their peers at the Career Academy. It's kind of fun to watch them.
That's the goal. And with that, one of the things that I love seeing now that I've been there 9 years are siblings and cousins who start to attend.
Yeah.
And again, one of those metrics of success is, do families like the experience that they're getting with us? Because as a dad myself, like, I want to make sure that I'm enjoying the experience that my kids are getting at their schools. Yeah. So I want to create that same experience for all of our students and families at the Career Academy.
Yeah. One last question, kind of a bigger scope question to wrap up. Like, when you turn around at the end of the day or the end of the career, what are you hoping to accomplish through the Career Academy?
Yeah, I think that our footprint would extend past just 8800 O Street.
Yeah.
That, that our footprint would resonate throughout the city of Lincoln, and that the community itself, with our growth, would be built on the backs of our students. Because, our goal was to make sure that we built talent, but we retained it. Yeah. And so that happens through those connections with the business community, so that when students are coming out to TCA, not only are they getting an incredible educational experience, but we're connecting them with the amazing businesses that we have here in the community, with the chamber, so that they can see the opportunities that are going to exist when they turn 18 or 22 and they graduate high school or college. And that that the Career Academy was part of that continued growth that Lincoln's experiencing.
Yeah. Well, I think Lincoln should feel pretty fortunate to have a facility and a program like this. You go out there, you experience the energy, you see the students. It's definitely making a difference in people and families' lives. And I think that's something to be so proud of. Even if you're not a parent in the school district, you're just a community supporter, this is a cool deal that not every community can point to.
I always whenever I get to speak in front of groups, I always want to thank taxpayers because none of us want to pay taxes. Yeah. But when our taxes go to good things, I think we can be proud as a community. And the Career Academy is that kind of thing. Yeah. It is a great school that's benefiting the entirety of our community from West Lincoln to East Lincoln, South to North. Every student attends there. And it's something to be proud of.
What a great thing. Well, just got to wrap up. This could go on for an hour, but check it out at tca.lps.org or the Career Academy on Google. You will find Josh Jones, who is the director of the program and principal of the facility out there. And this has been Jason Ball with another Business Link podcast in the AOI Podcast Studio. We will see you next time.